Don't worry. Over the next hour of the program, we will not try to upsell you. Don't worry about it. Just the basic comedy, entertainment, information, news, what you expect. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi and Christina Stoffo.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffo will be by soon. We will be talking once again about certain things that women say that annoy men. And yes, vice versa. So pick your sides and let the battle begin. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by the worst foods to eat in the car. Are there any good ones? I don't think so, but there are some that are much worse than others. Then, original band names that were thankfully changed. If not, they probably wouldn't become as popular as they are, and we'll have them. Well, we start things off this hour with me trying to get a simple oil change on my mother-in-law's car. So we decided to try this new place in the neighborhood. It's this new automotive center. It was built by the folks, let's just say the folks that like to come out and pick you up when you kind of break down on the road, and they'll jumpstart your battery, and they'll change your flat tire. All right. So we go in there, and I guess nobody's planning vacations in there anymore because of this little thing called the internet that kind of developed over the past 20 years. So now we're doing auto repair. So I figured, okay, it's like a mile and a half from the house. Let's give it a try. I want an oil change. Okay, sir. That's it. $19.95. That'll be terrific. I'll see you in about an hour. So I walk across the lot, go into the into Walmart or whatever, and then I come back. Well, sir, we've printed a courtesy sheet. Courtesy sheet? Did you change the oil? Oh, yes, we did. But I've also printed this out for you. There are many, many things that really need to be done for this car that need your immediate attention. If we do have time today, we'll be able to get all of this done for you so quickly. So I take a look at it, and it's page one. And then it's page two. And yes, it's page three. Again, this is a car that's running fine. Just needed an oil change. Well, we start things off with, well, we saw there was a slight discoloration on this hose. Now, that could be nothing, but it could be the beginning of a crack. And if it cracks, it will break, and you don't need that hose to break. We can fix that hose with labor for only about $129.95. Really? There's nothing wrong with the hose. Well, it's discolored. Is it cracked? Not yet, but it could be. Is it broken? Not yet, but at some point it will. You might as well do it now. And there you go. That's the phrase that you always get when you know you're being taken by a mechanic. The might as well. Well, we're doing this, so we might as well do that. No, 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 no. That means you're going to have the car up on the lift, so you might as well do it so you can charge me more money. This was a 3.5-page litany of garbage, things that did not need to be done. All right, everything from there might be a hint of a spider crack on the windshield, and there is none. Are you kidding me? You're taking that much time to go over this car with a fine-tooth comb because how much you want to bet for every 20 people that look at them and say, are you kidding me? Give me my keys. Let me pay my $20 for the oil change. I'm getting the hell out of here. There's going to be that one person. They're going to prey on old Grandma McGrady, you know, who, oh, I guess I better do it, and decides to max out her credit card or draws her last savings out of the bank because there is a hose discolored. And maybe 3 years from now, we're 36,000 miles down the line, it may develop a crack. Especially for a new business in a neighborhood, if you're trying to develop goodwill with the people, why do you try to upsell them and make them spend money they don't need to right now? Because that's the last time I'm going in there. And I would now here's the thing. They enticed me with a $19.95 coupon for an oil change. Terrific. It changed the oil. Everything is fine. But now I walk out not happy that I saved money, but upset that I feel like I was about to be taken. And from now on, whenever I look over at that place, I'm going to think, you know what? That's the place that tried to rip me off. That's not a good way to do business, guys. When people have trouble, they will come to see you. Stay with us. Things women say that annoy men, yes, and vice versa. Coming up, this is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalegi.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows, the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, should you wash your money? I mean, don't laugh. I'm talking soap and water. After all, you don't know where that money's been or who's touched it with their germy little hands. Here's the antiseptic science of it. Back in 1916, you could take your hard-earned cash to Washington, D.C., have it washed, ironed, and reissued. Not as dumb as it sounds. Why? Today's researchers have found more cocaine residue on U.S. bills than on any other currency, along with staphylococcus bacteria and bathroom matter on the money that's probably made its way to your wallet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's hard to wash money, but with all the diseases in play today, after you handle your money, at least, trust me on this, at least wash your hands. Got a question? Send me an email to drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.